Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, Slee. See, I like that I created the Slee with Jinx just out of thin air. I'm pretty pleased with that.
Figure it out, Rams.
I've already done my work for the week.
Yeah, figure it out.
Figure out how to keep you away from the building? A Slee with exorcism?
Well, you said I should come to the game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I feel like we need a reset, something.
You know how you were saying yesterday those are the tickets you usually give away?
Uh-huh.
You give it to a neighbor. Or you give
mailman,
to
mailman, Amazon guy.
Yep. Yeah. Random stranger in the streets.
Yeah, hook someone up.
Yeah, I'm not going to that one. I'm not going to the game on Saturday.
Well, you might want to. It might be your one chance to see them get right. They got Arizona after that on Monday Night Football.
I'm going to wait for a 49er game. I'm going to wait for
last game of the year. That guy. Hey,
I need the big stuff.
I'll go to the Bucks. Let me know if they get in the NFC Championship game. And yeah, I'll take something in the suite. You know, with the prime rib, the guy in the tall white hat. Give me one of those guys. You know what I don't like in a suite?
Hey, Al's back here. Let's get him the parking all the way out by Target.
You can park at LAX. You can walk in, just take that stroll down Century, walk right into SoFi. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, you could see the Target. You could see the shopping center
sure.
across the street.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was like thinking in my head. I'm like, I can buy something from Target and come in here.
Well, a sleeping bag for when you get halfway to SoFi, you can set up
That's
camp
right.
and
That's
then
right.
you can make the rest of the way in. I was just thinking, I'm talking about you and your suite for the NFC Championship game that you're already trying to line up. You know what I don't like in a suite?
What don't you like?
Sushi. I love sushi.
Okay.
Right? It's one of my favorite things. It's one mm-hmm. of my one of those treats. Like, hey, let's go do something nice tonight. Let's go get some sushi. It's
yep.
it's a wonderful thing to do. Mm-hmm. But whenever I see like it out always like, yeah.
Was just sitting there.
I'll go in a different direction.
Yeah.
I'll go with the hot dogs or the whatever else
the
might
wings.
Be there. Yeah,
yep.
the sushi's going to be my last stop. At one. It always looks pretty.
Yep.
But I'm like, I don't know how long that has been there. I don't know how long ago the sushi chef actually
yep.
made that sushi. That's a.
I mean,
it's an easy.
Throw
pass
a couple
me.
Things your way. First of all, over the years that we've worked together,
yes.
and then this show specifically, I trust you.
Okay.
I thanks. Believe in what you tell
about
me.
About everything or just?
For the most part.
Okay.
I believe in what you tell me. I'm not buying if there's sushi in the suite that you're not having any. I'm not buying that.
Okay. So you're wrong. Never one time have I gone, and I love sushi.
Come on, bro.
Al.
What if they just brought it out? What if they literally
See,
just
is,
brought it out?
This is why it's so nice to go out to sushi. Right? Or even me, and I've made the case.
Because you
like,
sit at the sushi bar?
I do, but I'll sit in the restaurant sometimes too. Mm-hmm. But you've heard me say this. I like the sushi from my neighborhood Albertsons. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman is standing right
Might
there.
Might have gone to 7-Eleven before and grabbed a couple.
Making it. She's mm-hmm. right there. I see her making it. I see her wrap it in the plastic, yep. put it in the thing. Like I know that she's been there and mm-hmm. she's making the sushi and I'm cool. You don't know where that's come from. There could have been done somewhere on the other side of town, put in a truck, driven across, and I don't need that in a
so
in a suite.
Let's stop here, pause for a quick second. You're okay with the hot dog
yeah.
that you have
you
absolutely
know,
no idea.
No, I know exactly what's in those. You know why? It's filled with chemicals. Nothing can grow in there. It's filled with nitrates and all sorts of terrible,
Throw
terrible
some bleach
things.
In that mix.
But look, at least I know nothing's going to grow in it if there's bleach in it. Sushi's fresh, or at least it's supposed to be.
I don't know
and fresh
if,
food goes bad.
I'm not sure if I'm buying what you're trying to sell right
well,
here.
You can
I'm just
buy
being
it or
honest
not,
here
it's
because
true.
I know Raj. I know T. Raj here. And uh-huh. I know Trav, if you're in a position, what we went to the LAFC, we were in the suite there.
Uh-huh.
You actually did really good that day. That was a little surprising.
So I was a little sneaky that day. I did do well. I did not go. I had one beer. And
you were
I only,
way too calm, cool, and collective. Like, oh, it's food, not a big deal. I'm
was,
like, yeah, this
well,
guy's going to go
there
home
were,
and
I,
do
I
some
I got a
damage.
Chicken finger the one time through. I think I got a dog the other time through. I think I made a third trip through and got some sweets. I think there were some cookies or some brownies or something there. But it was tactical. It was tactical.
I have sushi in the freezer I put in there before Thanksgiving. Feel free to take it out, thaw it out,
just
and grab
let,
whatever
let
you need.
Let it come up to temperature on the counter. Just put it in the window. just go put it where Emily has to do her Zoom calls where the sun comes in at like 8,000 candle
right
power.
Keep it right
we'll
there.
We'll just do it right there. Very quickly, I want to do something that we don't do very often.
Okay.
Start with a tweet. This comes from Miles, who tweeted at the two of us. It said, 8,500 minutes, and I still can't get Trav to read my tweets on the show. Cheers to big things in 2022, fellas. And he has a screen grab of our podcast, the image of the two of us, right? Yep. Travis Sliwa says, your top podcast was Travis and Sliwa. You listened to 257 episodes for a total of 8,564 minutes. So, Miles, thank you, first of all. That is amazing.
You're an a-hole. Why didn't you read off his tweets?
I didn't know. When he sent me this one, it jumped off the page at me.
That's very cool.
So, Miles, thank you. I expect, what do we say, 12,000 minutes in 2022? Is that a reasonable expectation? Should we double it up? Should we go 16,000?
No, I think he needs to slow down. I think he's listening to the show too much.
Impossible. No such thing. No such thing. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. No, never. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. If you are like Miles and you want to be a part of the show, you can send us your tweets on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Buckle up. You ready? Lakers looked good for two consecutive quarters last night.
Don't you dare say that.
They
did. You watch yourself.
What? They did.
Don't you say that. Don't you start jinxing.
Two quarters in a row.
You're talking about me jinxing stuff with the Rams.
No, it's not a jinx. It's an observation. They played well for a half. And I'm not being smug. I'm not setting up a joke.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, it's not telling you, well, congratulations, you played great for a half against Sacramento. It's not that. They played well for two consecutive quarters, arguably, Al, I think for the first time all year. And that's kind of disappointing, but at least it finally happened.
You know what's funny? So yesterday doing the – before – you're watching the first half, you're in there. And there's also the Suns-Warriors game going on at the same time. So we'll talk a little bit about that and kind of see where the Lakers are compared to the elite of the elite in the NBA. And I'm sitting here, Funches is producing, Taylor's sitting running the board. And at half, I'm telling both of these guys, I'm actually asking them, I'm like, hey, can you rewind on Spectrum? You have to watch this one possession again.
Mm-hmm.
I was so frustrated. Like, just as a fan of the game, they were down 12. Malik Monk hit a three, and it took it down to 9 going into halftime.
Right.
So they're down 59-50. But there were a couple of possessions. Trav, when I tell you Olé defense, it looked to me, I'm like, okay, maybe there's a problem here because you cannot be Anthony Davis and watch De'Aaron Fox just go right by you and no problem, no question. It's like he just goes up for a layup.
Enjoy your trip to the basket.
So I start doing the halftime report, and I'm pointing out these specific things. Like, listen, you just gave up 59 points to the Sacramento Kings. No Harrison Barnes. Marvin Bagley's not playing in this game. They're missing, you know, some key players as well. This cannot be the Lakers' product. The second half, did you end up seeing what the actual score was in the second half?
I saw where Sacramento scored 15 points in the third quarter. That was fun.
18 in the fourth quarter. So they had 33 points total.
Well done.
And I think, you know, you've said something where you said you pay less attention to, is it a win or a loss? How do you look?
Right.
How do you look? Is it something that you feel like you could build off of? Is it good basketball? Is the ball moving? Is defense the foundation? Just kind of go through the laundry list that we usually look at. They dominated the second half. So when you say how do the Lakers look in any one of these games, they dismantled Sacramento looked like so discouraged. They looked so like somebody just took the life out of them. We haven't seen that from the Lakers this year. So when they outscore a team 67-33 in the second half, that's a beatdown. And I say this, and I don't say it lightly. It's the best half the Lakers have played all year, and to be honest with you, it's probably not even close.
It sounds like shade, and I know you don't mean it like that. It's the same way that I didn't mean it like that at all, that you've played 23 games now? You've played 23 games, and it finally we can finally say, oh, there's the best half of basketball, and it came against the Kings. And it came against a bad team that had beaten you a handful of days earlier.
Friday night
in triple overtime. But you know what? Take all of the qualifiers off of it. Take the qualifier that it was in Sacramento. Take the qualifier that the Kings stink. Take the qualifier that they're only 12-11. Take the qualifier that it was only a half.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? For the first time all season, they played well. And they did it without LeBron James, which is not insignificant because they're going to be without LeBron James for a while. We'll talk about that. Now, he's not going to miss a million games because the schedule actually is kind of favorable for them
you're right.
In this next couple of, 10 days he's got to be away from the team.
Unless he turns in two
positive or negative
tests.
PCR. Yeah, so hopefully less than that.
Within 24 hours.
I think we probably both agree on this. The Lakers are going to have to play games without LeBron James. I don't know if we're going to say on a regular basis, but on a semi-regular basis. It just seems that that's where we are at his stage in his career. But they did it. And they did it with effort. They did it by playing team basketball. They did it by playing much better defense in the second half than we've seen at any point. And I don't care that it was against the Sacramento team. It for the first time in a long time, I'm like, okay, maybe this is a turning point for them, and they can start to put some games together. Now, we've said this before. You beat Miami. Hey, maybe this is the one.
Yep.
You beat Indiana. Hey, maybe this is the start. And then it's just face plant next game. So who knows? The Clippers are up next, right? Is it Clippers next?
Clippers on Friday.
Yeah. Clippers are next, and maybe they face plant again, but at least for a day you can say, you know what, that looked like a team that can beat some people.
So on Spectrum right now, they're replaying the game, and they're down 14 right now, the start of the third. So this is the biggest disadvantage they have. They're down 66-52. I agree with you that it doesn't matter who they played, because it is the same Kings team that won in triple overtime on Friday. Let me use their last couple of games. The Pacers are 3-4 games below 500. Mm-hmm. Lakers had to win in overtime with Bron, with AD.
With LeBron making 30-footers.
Right.
Right.
Okay. The Pistons, one of the worst teams in the NBA, you had a 19-point lead and went down to 3. So the competition part doesn't really matter. That the Lakers beating a good team or a bad team, at this stage, you're not in a position right now where you can be picky about who you beat, because you're not that – you haven't played good enough basketball to say, well – it was against a bad team. You actually just kind of take it wherever you can get it. I thought there was something interesting from yesterday's game, Trav. Yeah, how many minutes Dwight Howard ended up logging in? And this is an interesting one, because every single night you don't really know what the Lakers are going to do. You don't really know who the lineups are going to be. You know that the coach is still trying to figure out what are the best lineups, what are the best closing lineups, what are the best defensive lineups. Dwight Howard didn't know if he was going to play yesterday. He thought he actually wasn't going to play yesterday. He played 35 minutes for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one thing, and you've mentioned this about Russ, where Russ might have 4 or 5 turnovers. He might have a bad night. He might struggle from the three-point line. But you're never going to question Russ's effort.
Never.
That's never going to be part of the conversation.
Nope.
Dwight Howard is a similar thing. I'm not telling you that Dwight's going to drop. He's not going to be the Dwight Howard in Orlando. He's not going to be any of that. But last night he was so big, and it felt like, you know, do the Lakers have an enforcer? Do they have a guy that they can lean towards? Do they have a guy that, at least from a defensive perspective, that's all that they, you know, obviously care about? 12 points, 13 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 block shots. It was Dwight Howard. And I thought he was such a big part. Maybe in the stats it's not going to show, but he was such a big piece yesterday.
So you mentioned Dwight, and we're going to talk about the Suns and the Warriors here coming up in just a little bit. And I don't want to kind of get into that quite yet, but I did not watch the Laker game from the opening tip to the final buzzer. I was bouncing back and forth between the Lakers and the Suns and the Warriors. I just, you know, back and forth.
I would have been doing the same thing.
Yeah. But the reason I bring it up is every time I would bounce back to the Laker game, Dwight was doing something. It wasn't like you watched the whole game. Like, you know who's had a big impact on this game? It's Dwight Howard. You can look at the box score and kind of put that together. But every time I would drop in and watch, you know, 10 minutes here before going back to the game, Dwight was doing work.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just that, oh, he's getting some rebounds, or he's blocking a shot, or he's playing physically.
He's impacting the game.
He's you know what it is? And it's weird to say this about a guy. Do you know off the top of your head how old Dwight is? Is he 33, something, 4, something like that?
He's got to be maybe closer to 35,
okay, 30,
older.
Even better.
Mm-hmm.
That Dwight Howard at 35-ish years old and, you know, 15-plus years in this league, that he's their energy guy is kind of weird,
mm-hmm.
right? That an older player like that is coming in, and, you know, Dwight takes exquisite care of his body, but that he comes in there and is kind of the spark, I think is really interesting, because it's rarely a big man that's kind of that spark, and it's rarely a big man in his, whatever it is, 15th, 16th season in the league that spark, and he absolutely was less than. He impacted that game when he was in there in a way that we haven't seen anybody other than LeBron really do regularly.
I don't know why he wasn't expected. I don't know what the conversation was with Coach Vogel about him not expecting to play yesterday, and he, you know, talked about how he's disappointed, but he was just going to be a professional and just kind of take it from there. The DeAndre Jordan piece of the Lakers lineup, I think you got to see less and less of. And I don't think this is a secret or anything along those lines. And I'm not saying Dwight's got to play 35 minutes a night, because ultimately
Dwight turns 36 in a week.
Mm.
36.
Ultimately, they want Trevor Ariza to be at that three spot, Bron to be at the four, and they want AD to be at the five. But you got to find a way to have Dwight be more a part of the game. You really do.
Life, really do. Energy, buzz, bounce, whatever, however you want to quantify it. It's something that you and we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah,
that's a piece to this Laker team that has been missing. There has not been that buzz that we were hoping we were going to see.
And the energy, the spark,
the life. Like uh-huh. I said, whatever you want to call it, Dwight had it last night, and it was noticeable because it hasn't been there very often along the way. All right, so as promised, the Warriors and the Suns last night were playing mm-hmm. at the same time, and the gap between that game and the game going on up in Sacramento last night was pretty stark. We're going to get into that next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm assuming that whoever is in charge of Postmates and DoorDash and Uber Eats and all the other delivery services in my neighborhood, the word is out on our address. Like, yeah, they're kind of regulars. You just know that the kind
huge
of
sushi guy.
No, not for delivery. Because what if they got to go four other places before they get to you?
That was a joke.
No, I know, but I don't joke about food. You should know this by now.
I've never seen you look at me more serious. Like, I had to actually I had to look somewhere else because you were staring right in my eyes. Yeah,
look away.
You're mistaken, Dean.
I just saw Tommy walk by. Remind me of the email he sent us this morning. Tomorrow on our Laker giveaway Thursday, right. We're giving away Laker tickets. Not just any Laker tickets, mm-hmm. Nets Lakers Christmas. On Christmas Day. That
amazing.
Is outstanding. That is a fantastic prize. So make sure that you're listening to every show tomorrow for Laker Ticket Thursday. Lakers, Nets, KD,
James Harden, probably not
crew.
Kyrie.
No LeBron. No, by Christmas he'll be fine. Yeah. He'll be fine. Yeah. So
I think if you look at the schedule for the Lakers, if he misses the 10 days, if it's uh-huh. 10 days that he's gone for, so he'll have obviously missed the game against the Kings. Clippers on Friday he would miss. Mm-hmm. Boston on Tuesday he would miss. And then I think the 10th day would be Memphis. That's a road game against Memphis. The next day you got the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it's actually an interesting stretch for the Lakers. This has not happened often. And I actually need some help on this. I got so trained in the month of November.
Uh-huh.
Just like, you know, you're robotic. You're just, okay, go to work. This show, Lakers, go. Staples Center, food.
Sure.
It just became, you know, routine. Explain to me what I do tonight and tomorrow. I don't have a game. I'm not kidding.
You got totally free nights?
Listen. I'm nothing tonight, nothing tomorrow. Laker game Friday.
Okay.
Nothing Saturday, nothing Sunday. I haven't had a Sunday off.
You have, oh my gosh. So, okay, here.
That's why when you said, hey, you want to come to Jacksonville, I'm like, no.
Okay, so.
Go to that.
For sure. Now that I have a full understanding of the picture, it makes perfect sense now.
And I bring this up because Bron, this is a stretch of the schedule where it's really random that they have.
Maybe he just needed a Friday off.
They have basically two games in a week.
That doesn't happen. I think Laker fans usually probably understand four. This, but when you work for one of these teams or you cover one of these teams, it's basically every other day. That's more or less. Sometimes you'll have two in a row and then you got a couple days off.
November was every other day.
More often than not, it's every other day. So you get a couple extra days. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Without getting into two, how's your budget right now? You got a little money that you can go spend?
Sure.
Okay. So the budget's good.
I know I said sure like I was Balmer or
Rockefeller?
Something.
Yeah, Sliwa Rockefeller over here.
Name a price.
Whatever you want. Is Lady Slee in town?
Yeah.
Let's go. Go do a little trip. Go do a little mini trip. Go up to Santa Barbara for the weekend. Go down to San Diego for the weekend. Get a nice hotel.
Oh, you're saying for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, the next couple of nights, as much as it feels like a day off, you still have to come in here at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Can I tell you why?
You still have to do this.
That's not going to happen.
I just gave you a great idea.
I know. Here's the thing. Friday night is a Lakers game, so that's going to go all the way till midnight or whatever, okay? I just came back last weekend, did San Diego,
okay.
came back to LA, did a Lakers game, then did Lake Arrowhead, came back and did a Lakers game. You know, you sometimes want to have those weekends where you just don't have to come back to do a Laker game right away.
You
just don't have to do anything?
Drive up to Santa Barbara, get a nice little hotel, go and have a nice dinner or two, go walk on the beach, go take a hike up in the Santa Ynez Mountains.
It's not bad, right? Maybe
you drive over the mountains into Los Olivos, go do a little wine tasting. I mean, there are worse things to do.
No, that's not bad.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Can Rookie go wine tasting or no?
I think you could probably kennel Rookie for a weekend. I'm the wrong guy to ask about the dogs.
Yeah,
like, you can leave the dog behind.
You're
I'm
basically
fine.
Like, hey, he'll be fine in a week.
I'm not saying you abandon the poor guy. Just give him to your sister for the weekend.
Put a bowl and just say Sunday, and he'll know that he's not supposed to eat that food until Sunday.
What are you doing eating all your Monday food?
This one's
on
Monday. Literally within 7 minutes, every one of those bowls would be gone.
This is from Hovick77 on Twitter. Don't forget, you can reach out to us on Twitter, at Alan Sliwa, at Travis Rogers. Hovick writes, sushi should only be eaten in the restaurant, not at the ballpark, not at Albertsons, not to go.
Well, hey, you pump a little gas, you grab some sushi.
You get a pack of cigarettes, a bottle of water, and a spicy tuna roll.
A California roll.
$10 on number two, a spicy tuna roll, and some Camel non-filters. Just knock it all out in one spot. And lottery tickets. That's the other thing you need to get.
What's the deal with the soy sauce? You guys got more soy sauce back there?
No, look, Hovick, I'm with you. We all, going to the sushi bar, or the sushi restaurant, that's the best experience. But you can pick up sushi to go as long as you're the one that goes to get it. And the second you see him put it in the box, that one's mine. I'll take it. Let's go. Let's get this thing home.
Can I ask you a very random question that we haven't really talked that much about?
Yeah.
Bro, how awful was the sandwich? The sandwich was amazing.
No.
How awful was that experience? That was not easy, bro.
I was in a good mood. I was having a really good Wednesday, and you just totally monkey wrenched it.
Howlin' Plus.
No, okay.
We pretended like everything was all good.
I wasn't pretending until that. In the moment,
bro,
I pretended.
You sent me and Jorge a text message saying, oh, no, I'm back 100%. And you sent a picture of you golfing.
And, well, that was a mistake.
And
because
then
three days after that,
you're like, I'm not in good shape.
I need to figure out how to say this without being gross. I'm back to normal again, and it took two weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying there weren't moments in those 2 weeks where I felt okay.
Yeah.
But you would backslide into the sandwich every once in a while. Like, something like, I had this malaise. Mm-hmm. I had this just general, what do they call it when it gets dark early? The seasonal affect disorder or whatever?
Depression, something sad.
Like that. Right. When it gets dark early and people start to feel like crap. That. I had that, but it was sandwich related. I had this like sandwich.
Do it again tomorrow.
PTSD.
Do it
depression.
Every Thursday.
I'm never doing anything you want to do again.
No, I don't blame you.
You're right. Yeah, no, I think I'm back. It's been 3 or 4 days in a row where I felt like myself. Like Thanksgiving was kind of the first day where I'm like, yeah, I feel like myself again, and had a big meal and didn't feel the after effects of it.
Yeah, that was a real deal.
It was a mistake. Two basketball games on at the same time last night.
Yeah.
Lakers and the Kings and the Warriors and the Suns.
Yep.
And flipping back and forth between them the way what I was last night.
Was it TNT yesterday?
Okay. TNT. By the way, Brian Anderson was on that call. He's fantastic. I think he's absolutely great. I don't mind if I want to throw that in there, but I'd love listening to him call a game. The difference between the two teams that were playing in Phoenix last night and the two teams that were playing in Sacramento is stark. It is light years away from where the Lakers are right now. That had a playoff atmosphere. It had a playoff intensity. The Suns are good. Mm. Like I was of the opinion watching the Suns last year that they were a good team that was catching a lot of breaks.
That got fortunate.
But
they're still good.
Yeah, good team.
But they
went further than they should have because they caught some breaks.
AD out, Jamal Murray out, Kawhi Leonard out. They caught down the line. They caught the breaks.
Right, and they didn't have to deal with Kevin Durant. They didn't have to deal with LeBron James. They just everything kind of broke their way. They're just really good. They beat a team that had only lost two games.
Yeah.
Without their best player, arguably. Devin Booker didn't play.
He left in the second quarter.
Right.
I think played 10, 12 minutes, something
like
that. Yeah,
he was really not much of a factor in this game. They play incredible defense. DeAndre Ayton, there's not too
Beast.
Many guys that can match up with that
Beast.
Chris Paul is playing at an incredibly high level. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other side. Steph had a bad night, and the Warriors still nearly won that game. Sure, so sure. They're a really good team, too. But it was just – it was this sense of, if this is what the Western Conference is going to come down to, the Lakers couldn't beat that team four times in 17. Either one of those teams, 4 out of 7 right now. Now, the good news is they're not going to do it right now. There's but they have a long way to go, Al, because watching those two games virtually at the same time, there's no comparison. None.
Listen, it's a I don't know if wake-up call is the right way to put it, but if the Lakers have – I hate even saying right now, trying to have a conversation about championship aspirations and winning championship number 18, because it just seems such a distance away. If you want to be a team that's just competing in the Western Conference, this is what you're up against. The Suns and the Warriors are both 18-3. Phoenix has won 17 games in a row. The Warriors still are waiting for Klay and James Wiseman to come back. I'm going to use that example against Suns, how great Ayton was. They're they're undersized. The Warriors are.
Yes.
Wiseman, they're going to need to come back. I'm not telling you Wiseman's going to be Olajuwon.
Yeah, putting Draymond Green on DeAndre Ayton's not going to work.
Okay. So you got a Suns team that's playing as good as they are. You got a Warriors team playing as good as they are. If you go look at the standings right now, Lakers are 7 back from the number one seed in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that gap is going to – I think the Warriors and the Suns are really, really going to pay attention to home court. You know what yesterday showed me? And by the way, you get the Suns and the Warriors coming up again this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's going to be up in San Francisco. Both of those teams, they're going to play for the one seed. They want home court.
It feels like it's going to come down to the last week of the season with those two.
But as in, that's a priority, which means if you're the Lakers and you're already 7 games back, I don't see you making up ground to be in the conversation of these top two teams in the Western Conference.
Can I stop you right there?
And that's before we're even talking about the competition or anything else.
I agree with everything you just said. But the idea of the Lakers trying to reel in one of those two teams seems laughably unrealistic right now.
And you're only less than 30% into the season.
Yeah, I mean, you've played 23 out of 82 games, mm-hmm. but it feels like to say, oh, can the Lakers go catch that Suns team or go catch that? It's like, come on, man.
The answer is no.
It seems like if the season were 1,000 games long, they're mm-hmm. not going to reel those guys in. It seems like they are playing two different sports right now.
So you start looking at, you know, for those who are looking at the standings or anything along those lines, Lakers, really what they're going to try to do, what their goal is going to be in the regular season, be top four, have home court in the first round. That's going to pretty much have to be what it is. But I think maybe more importantly than now is become a team that just plays better basketball, and then you'll take your chances against the competition.
You're starting to get some recommendations on what you should do with your nights off. You want one?
Sure.
This is also from Hovick. Hovick's having a day.
Yeah.
You should start learning how to quilt.
Thought about that. Thought about that.
I don't know. Do you use a sewing machine to quilt?
It's usually by hand.
By hand.
Yeah.
Just do it quickly in a weekend.
Do you use like those long needles like my mother-in-law has?
Not like knitting needles.
No, okay, well, not those.
See, I'm already kind of intrigued. I need you to get to work on your, you should make a Travis and Sliwa quilt. There could be the sandwich on one patch.
Yep.
There could be a Taylor patch, an Emily patch.
Different
a Zach
ask sleeves.
Different yep. ask sleeves. Absolutely.
Great idea.
You should do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy you a set for Christmas.
100%.
The needles and whatever else goes in.
All
you're
going to
need some padding.
You can't buy
it
by Christmas because that's when all the games will be back. Every other day. This is the only window.
No, here's what it is. I'm going to buy you the quilting set for Christmas, and then for Christmas 2022, I'd like you to present it to me as a gift. So you have an entire year. You have an entire offseason to get this thing done.
All over.
All right. LeBron is going to be out for a little bit, and there is an opportunity. We've seen it before, but can he take advantage of it? That's next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
That's the day it becomes crypto.com arena? That's the day? Christmas Day?
Why do you say it like that? I don't understand why you say it like that.
Did I get it wrong?
No, but it's very robotic.
Well, it's crypto.com arena. I don't know how else to say it.
Am I supposed to say it like that?
You can say it however you'd like.
Well, no, I'm just curious because now I feel like I'm saying it wrong. And when I'm promoting, hey, Lakers coming back home for three games at crypto.com arena.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's what it's called. And that's, look, $700 million, you can call me whatever you want. You can call me Steve, Bob, Dave, Alan, Zach, Emily,
Jennifer,
Janice. Call me whatever you
want. Throw anything.
$700 million. I am all in. Two notes that we need to get to right away. Number one, my mom is listening again. She sent me a text to relay to you that Santa Barbara is very dog friendly. So
huge. That's
rookie,
big time right
rookie
there.
Is welcome. She was telling me at Thanksgiving too that I need to let you talk more. That you're very funny and that I cut you off too often. So I'll do better on that.
I'd rather her say it than I say it.
That's and awesome. Perhaps
that's really, that's really funny that she's critiquing the show and she's coming at you.
Look, that's the reason that I have this job. There's two reasons awesome. I have this job. Mm-hmm. One, I'm crazy about sports and I love this stuff and I always have and I like talking about it. But my mother is the one that's the opinionated one. It's not my dad is super optimistic and this is going to work out. And my mom's like, that guy sucks and that guy sucks and that guy sucks. So I'm like, yeah, I like that better. That's much more fun.
Bro, we have a great solution here. Big John really helped us out on the
show. I saw that. You going to go now?
Since Travis suggested Alan take a weekend trip to Santa Barbara, would at Alan Sliwa let Travis take care of his dog?
I'm in. Bring him in. I'll take him home.
You know what's funny? I think you guys would like actually have a good time.
There's no doubt in my mind I would.
I think there would come a point where it's time to like get him back. You're like, no,
I would
no.
enthusiastically return him to you on Monday morning, but I would, absolutely. I have a backyard. He can run around in. I'll take him for a couple of walks a day.
He's good to go.
It'll be good. Do I have to feed him? Does he eat? Does he need water?
Big sushi guy.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Emily, turn on your mic here for a second because
yes?
I was walking out during the break and she says to me, hey, Trav, you know, I've never had sushi. Like you've never had it. Like I understand not liking it, right? It's not for everybody. I understand, but
you've never tried it.
Never tried it?
I've never tried it because one, I never lived in an area that had like great sushi. I was in Virginia, then I was in Connecticut. I mean, Connecticut probably does, but anyway. Then I feel as though I don't know what to order. I feel like there's a barrier to entry with sushi. Like where you have to kind of know what you want.
You're not wrong about that. And you probably want to start with something.
With the eel. Start with a nice.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. But you start with like a California roll.
Is the introduction roll.
Yeah,
that's the one that introduces everything.
There's really not even any fish in it to speak of.
Okay, that's good.
It's imitation crab for the most part.
Avocado
and rice. Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
But do you eat fish?
Occasionally, like I like salmon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have shrimp and stuff.
Great.
I have on occasion eaten. Yeah, I like tuna too. So
okay.
In general, I like some fish if it's prepared well.
So you just said all of the things that you can get in the sushi restaurant. You can get a crunchy roll for shrimp.
I think
great.
She's intimidated.
Is it the rawness that you're worried about?
No, I think it's the intimidation.
I don't know what to wear. That's awesome.
It feels fancy to me.
You can wear whatever
person.
You'd like. You can go in an evening gown or you can go in jeans. It's
okay.
Completely your
Sounds
choice.
Good.
There is no sushi uniform that you need to know. And so the other thing you can do, and I might get this word wrong here, Al, you may know, omakase, right? The chef, that's whatever the chef recommends, and have them roll it out to you. And they will kind of walk you through the courses of relatively benign things
we're gonna take you to a sushi place.
Okay.
No, we're gonna
I think
take
you'd
you to
like
sushi
it.
Nobu
place.
First?
No. We're not gonna. I'm not Keyshawn. I don't use Nobu like 7-Eleven.
Okay. No, but I like how she's not messing around too. She's like, look, if we're gonna go. Let's go to Nobu.
You can't go anywhere else. Like once you start there, it's like with the first hotel you ever stay at can't be the Ritz-Carlton, you know, because then the Motel 6 is off the board. You can only go to the Ritz-Carlton.
I think she will really like the sashimi. I think she just goes pure.
It's fantastic.
Well, no, I was kidding. I think she's going to need...
No, no, no.
I also don't know what that is.
That's just the sashimi is just the fish. None of the rice, none of the other stuff. Just sliced raw fish, but it's fantastic. A little wasabi. You can put a little soy on it if you want.
There are a lot of rolls she can do, like the California roll. There's easy, the ones you could do that get a little deep fried if she wants to just kind of slowly get into it.
Well, people can tweet at me if they have suggestions for what they think I should have as my first
Or
sushi.
Where. Okay, wait, where are you again?
I'm in Highland Park, Eagle Rock area.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of listeners out there that know that there's 50 spots in that area.
Just ask somebody, and you live in an apartment building or a house or whatever. There's somebody somewhere. Where do you go to get your sushi? If they say go to, you know, Joe's Sushi, go to Joe's.
Yeah.
Right? Also, just trust them.
Is sushi a thing that you have to use chopsticks or can I use forks?
And like, I would suggest not using a fork. That you can if you want. Use your fingers. If the chopsticks aren't working out for you, just pick it up. That's right. Am I wrong
here? Big wasabi guy.
Yeah, I do like wasabi. Maybe now that I've had the sandwich,
to where maybe
I may be wasabi averse now that I've gone to the dark side. I don't know if I could ever
But I'll report
that
back, guys.
Yeah, no, we should do a little afternoon.
No, we're taking you. There's no report back.
Yeah.
I'd like to take her to her first sushi ever out here in SoCal. She's never had it before. You and I, the least we can do is treat her to some sushi.
There's always a way to do less. Here's a, I don't know if it's a silver lining. It's another attempt at a silver lining. With LeBron missing a few more games, and tell me if you agree with this.
I'm literally just looking at a sushi menu right now.
There you go.
This is
Why
not? Now I'm starving.
With LeBron missing some games coming up, and do you agree that it feels like this season there's going to be stretches, maybe not months or weeks, but there's going to be, you're going to have to play some games without LeBron.
Well, if you've already missed 12 of the first 23 games, that should be a little bit of an indicator.
Yeah,
I know circumstances are circumstances, but would you be surprised or shocked that by the time we're 50 games in that he's missed closer to 20 games?
Not
I don't think that would be a shock or a surprise.
Not at all. I think it's probably likely. So with that in mind, this is another opportunity for Anthony Davis to kind of step into that void and say, look, I am the second best player on this team. Mm-hmm. I am the future of this franchise. I am the guy that you've decided is going to be post-LeBron, the anchor of the franchise. Let's start. Let me give you a little glimpse of what this looks like. Let me show you how I can lead this team. He's had this opportunity before to incredibly mixed results, but here it is again. You know, who knows? I'm cautiously optimistic that maybe this is the time he'll seize it.
I'd rather not talk about it and have him show it. You know what I mean? Because I could sit here and tell you. I was telling Michael this yesterday in the pregame show. Michael, didn't you think that Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis, games that LeBron are out, they'd be 4-7? Wait a minute. Look at the way the team was assembled. Part of this was the security of LeBron doesn't have to go play 82 games, whether he wants to or he doesn't want to, whether it's strategic or it's not strategic. So I'm with you that I'm cautious on it because I've seen plenty of Anthony Davis where we spend a lot of time, obviously an incredible amount of time, talking about how, well, we didn't feel his presence. We didn't feel him over the course of 48 minutes. So with all that being said, I'm more cautious about it.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. We've got a little role reversal. Then I'm like, you know, he's too good. I keep coming back to you can't be that good and at some point not have all the levers click into place and just go kill everybody. Just take over.
Then go dominate 20 games in a row.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You're singing my song. This is what I said. Look, it's 10 years in. If it hasn't happened, it's not going to happen. But
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that half of basketball has me feeling a certain way, Al. I'm incredibly excited. Ask Slee coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Did you make your choice for your favorite Ask Slee t-shirt? We got various designs that you got to put your input on.
I think I went number 3.
I liked 2 and 3, but the general consensus seemed to be 3.
Yeah. I thought 1 was okay, 3 was the leader of the pack.
So I can only assume that on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays you'll wear that shirt from now on.
100%.
Once they're here, that's your go-to uniform.
Sunday, when I go to church, wearing the Ask Slee shirt.
Please, with a tie. For, you know, fancy. It's church. You got to do it. All right. Here we go. Jacob in the OC.
People wearing an Ask Slee shirt getting bread. Yes, he is.
Well, hey, look, as long as you're partaking in the rituals. If tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup considered a smoothie? It's a fair question. Tomatoes are a fruit.
Nothing
by the way.
Better than having just a cupful of ketchup. You know what I mean? Just kind of mix it around a little bit. Throw a little ice in there in a blender. Get that thing going.
Yeah, nice and fried. Put a pineapple wedge on the side for garnish just to make it look pretty.
Is it random that – do you ever kind of just think of one meal over and over again? You're like, yeah, that one's coming up soon. Remember I went to the Rams-Titans game where the Rams lost. I left in the fourth quarter, yeah. And they haven't won a game since then.
Yes, very
And now
familiar.
All of a sudden that's on me.
Yes.
Remember I told you I left, went and did a little In-N-Out? Won't stop thinking about that. Just the only thing I'm thinking about is you said get the Neapolitan shake.
Yeah, it's great.
Never had it.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
I keep thinking about that over and over again, and I don't know why ketchup and a smoothie just made me think about it.
What we should do, we should just do a day. We'll take Emily to get sushi. We'll take you to get the Neapolitan shake, and I'll just eat both. I'll just every place we stop.
They'll
Janice, what haven't you had? We need to get something.
She's not a sushi fan either.
Well, she didn't have to have the sushi. But
by the way, how baller was it that they all did the sandwich with us? That they didn't even hesitate on doing
the sandwich. The only person I have respect for in this whole operation was Bergman for saying no. He was the only one that was smart to say, I'm not doing that. No, I wish I hadn't done it.
Get him out of here.
I have no respect for anybody else that did it.
All right. Go Trojans.
Darb.
I still have no affiliation to USC at all.
Hashtag Ask Slee. Is Slee a window or an aisle guy? And
easy.
Do you recline?
Easy. Aisle. No question about it. Give me the aisle. Let me be free whenever I need to get up and go do my thing. I think it's because I hate asking somebody else for something.
No, it's awkward.
You know what I mean?
It's awkward.
And there's part of it, it's like the timing of it now. Okay, this, of course, they're both asleep. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to happen all the time.
That's a YP, but go ahead.
I don't need to be by the window. There's obviously an advantage with the window. You can lean. But I'm okay. I'm good to just kind of sit back. I did those long flights, international flights. You put me on an aisle, I'm good to go.
That's probably most people's answer. I'm going to have to go on the window because I'm wider than the seat, and so my shoulder hangs off into the aisle, and if I get hit with that drink cart one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of wedge myself in.
What is it? The cart hits your shoulder?
The back of my shoulder.
It's supposed to hit just your foot, not the shoulder.
No, well, my foot's out there, sir.
Are you
and then
leaning?
I put my foot.
Like,
no,
I can see
I'm
you
not.
Like leaning across.
I'm a gross person, so half my body spills out into the aisle. It's not a good look.
It's a nice way to describe it.
Well, it's accurate. All right, John in Fullerton. How many different apps do you currently have open on your phone?
I'll close them.
You're a closer guy?
Yeah, we get rid of them.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you what's always
Waze,
open.
And the second you're done with it, you close it?
I'll tell you what's...
Stay open for 6 months on my phone.
Tell you what's currently open. YouTube will be open.
Okay.
Waze will be open. You know how we talked about this? You're like, you really going to use Waze to come to work? Yeah, use it because I want to know which direction to go in. Twitter, Instagram will be open, even though I rarely use Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter I use all the time. Those are your main ones. And then every once in a while I want to look at, how awful my retirement is. So I'll look at Fidelity. Take a quick look at Fidelity.
He closed that one as quick as possible.
Keep that one open to remind me.
1486. That's all right. That'll be up to 15 by the end of the month. Jason C. Levine says, Noted naturalist Slee is
ESPN
on,
app as well as always on.
Is on one of his camping excursions and sees an endangered species of animal eating an endangered species of plant. What do you do? What do you do?
Send Rookie to go figure it out.
Well, Rookie would eat the animal, right? Or at least scare it away.
Rookie is the scaredest dog in the world.
Oh, is he a chicken?
A freaking bird flies. He's like, guys, we got to get out of here. We got to abort mission.
Really?
Yes.
The retrievers are usually a little more bold than that.
I think because he's young.
Okay. Well, then they're usually crazy, and they'll just stick their face in
it. If I take him for a walk, and there's a gardener, and he has a blower or a lawnmower or something like that, he is pulling so hard in the opposite direction, like, we got to get out of here. You don't understand what's going on. We got to go.
You gotta do that thing like with a kid. You just let him cry.
And so I walk him all the way through. I make him sit sometimes in front of that stuff.
Send
I'm like, just
home,
sit
send
and
home with
figure
the guy
it out.
With the blower and see how he likes that. One more. Big E writes, Tupac or Biggie? Hashtag Ask Slee.
You know, it's funny. I've always been a fan. This one's an easy one for me in regards to those two artists, but I've always liked East Coast hip-hop It's Nas and it's Jay-Z and it's Talib Kweli. Those are, but Tupac over Biggie.
Okay, there you go. And one more, very quickly. Would you rather be attacked by a mountain lion or a shark?
How about you, Tupac or Biggie?
Oh, I'm a Tupac guy, for sure.
You look like
for all the same reasons that you mentioned.
Huge Tupac guy.
I listen to it occasionally, not very often. It's not really my lane. Mountain lion or shark? You'd rather be attacked by which? Hashtag Ask Salih.
Easy one.
Super easy, right?
Shark.
Never. Wrong.
No question about it, shark.
Why?
Mountain lion's going to take some time. It's going to take some time to finish me off.
Probably.
Okay. And then I'm just kind of sitting there. He might even bite and then just kind of leave for a little
bit.
Take
a nap.
Yep. Assess the situation a half hour, an hour later. Shark's going in for the kill. That thing's over
so
like
is the mountain
that.
Lion. No, here's the thing. This is why you're wrong.
If you would have said bear, we're having a different conversation.
Okay.
I don't think we're having a different conversation. No. Shark, no question
about
it.
In the water, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. You're not getting away from that thing. It is a wrap. If you're on a walk.
Are you thinking you're going to survive the situation?
I don't think I'm going to, but I got a chance. I can hit it with a rock. I can get a branch. I can run. I can do something. I can't outswim a shark. It's coming from a place I don't see. Once I'm engaged in that fight with the mountain, I'm going to lose. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But at least I have a chance. I can grab a rock. I can punch it. I don't know what it could be.
Because the question was more towards you just want to kind of end this thing quicker.
It didn't say, would you rather die by attack? It just said attack.
I went simply to the, okay, hey, if it's over, this thing is over.
Get my next right here.
I don't need 2 hours of fighting off a mountain lion.
It's not a buffet where, hey, get all the raccoons and possums in the neighborhood.
Shark, I don't even know what happened. I just see that the color of the water is changing in front of me, and then I'm out.
Yeah, like if you're in the ocean, you're in their backyard. That's kind of the way that it works, and you can't do much about it. All right, the Dodgers have a few hours at least to try to get something done with Chris Taylor. We'll see whether or not they can get it done. In the fact, Slee, that they haven't gotten it done, is there something there? All right, Ask Slee is brought to you by Harrah's Resort SoCal, voted best resort in Funner, California. From dining to unwinding, a trip to Funner, California is always a win. Are you game for a getaway? Start planning your trip by visiting harrahssocal.com. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.